Would you like it?
The snake coils itself around her arm.
Grandmama!
She can't hear you!
Leave me alone!
I panic. I climb the tree as high as I can go. I have been here, clinging to a branch for hours. It's starting to get dark.
Darling! Where are you?
Up here.
Come down at once. Your supper's getting cold.
Has that woman gone?
What woman?
The woman in the black gloves. Has she gone?
Yes, my darling. I'm here. You're quite safe. You can come down now.
Ah, cocoa with lots of sugar.
Thank you.
That's the thing for shock.
I've seen a witch, haven't I, Grandmama?
I'm afraid so.
She glances down at that hand of hers that doesn't have a thumb.
You know what this means?
What?
It means that there is one of them in our district. From now on, I'm not letting you walk to school alone.
The Easter holidays have come and gone. My grandmother and I are planning to take our summer holiday in Norway. We talk about almost nothing else every evening.
I've booked a cabin for us on the boat from Newcastle.
Yes!
I'm going to take you to Arendal.
Where's that?
On the coast. I used to go there every summer when I was your age. We can spend all day diving off the smooth granite rocks into the sea.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Of course I am. But I'll be much better when I'm breathing the Norwegian air.
Breathe in. And out.
How is she, Doctor?
I'm afraid your grandmother has pneumonia.
What's pneumonia?
It's a very dangerous illness for someone of her age. She's becoming very weak. She must have complete rest. She must be left alone in peace.
Grandmother is very ill. I'm terrified she will die. I'm not allowed to see her for 10 days.
Grandmother?
We have someone here to see you.
Come in, my darling.
I've missed you.
Oh, give me a big hug.
Will you be all right now?
Oh, I'll soon be up again.
Will she, Doctor?
Oh, yes.
He won't let me have a cigar, but you wait till he's gone.
You don't need a cigar. You need some Norwegian air.
Norwegian air?
We're going home for the summer.
I'm afraid not.
Rubbish. I promised the boy we'll go.
You're too weak to travel such a distance.
He's been so looking forward to it.
So is she.
You can take your grandson to a nice hotel on the south coast of England instead. The sea air is just what you need.
Oh, no.
Do you want your grandmother to die?
Never.
Then don't let her go on a long journey this summer. And stop her smoking those vile black cigars.
I will buy you a present to make up for it. You tell me what you would like. Can you manage the suitcases, dear?
Yes.
And the cage?
Yeah.
Have you given the mice names yet?
I've called them William and Mary.
Very good.
They're the best present I ever had.
Oh, I'm so sorry about our holiday.
It's okay.
It's not much like Norway here.
Bournemouth seems to be full of old people.
They come because they think the bracing sea air will keep them alive a few extra years.
Does it?
Of course not.
Where will we be staying?
Hotel Magnificent.
That sounds posh.
Let's get in a taxi and find out.
Wow, this place is amazing.
Look. Open this door and you have your own separate bedroom that connects to mine.
I'm going to sit on my bed and start teaching William and Mary some tricks.
Good luck.
Right, you two. Out you come.
It's time to start work.
Two little white mice are sitting expectant.